It's time that we check in with our health, and we're in luck because we've got Hannah Shiflett and Elizabeth Parker joining us. They're from the Clemson Extension Office. They serve Lancaster, York, and Chester counties, and they really reach out to those that are in the rural communities.
He's trying not to say the word, but
did
he did
it. I was trying to find
you're skirting
a way
around, find a way out of
to
it.
Say that word.
Okay, you did good.
Cannot
just
say
don't
that.
Look at it.
I know, but I just cannot say it. But one of them, they can't say it either, so it makes me feel better. They told me off mic, so I appreciate it. Misery loves company. But they are here because they help us once a month get a handle on our health, right? They introduce stuff that we all know, but sometimes being told it in a new form really helps it stick. So welcome, ladies.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we're going to look at... We gobbled up all the conversation. We're going to take a look at a school-based wellness initiative that you all are doing with some of our school districts. So what does this look like?
Yeah, so we work with MUSC Boeing Center for Children's Wellness and offer a school-based wellness initiative that kind of the point of it is to help us foster healthier school environments. So Chester got on board with the initiative last year, and Lancaster just joined mm-hmm. this year. And we've just been working really hard to just improve the student and staff wellness. So there's this checklist where there are wellness initiatives and different things that the students and staff can do in categories like nutrition, physical activity, staff wellness, social emotional wellness. Mm. So they can do different things throughout the school year, earn points on this checklist, and then they can actually get wellness funds at the end of the school year. And like it's like a challenge between the schools to see who wins. Who can get the biggest or get the most wellness funds.
And then what do they do do they get funds for real? Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Dollars. Yep. Okay.
Yes, dollars. They get dollars and just have to put it back into their wellness initiative or wellness program.
So this kind of goes beyond, because typically, you know, being a kid of the 90s, this was kind of the job of like the physical education teacher, the PE teacher. So, but this kind of goes beyond that and really has the school work as a whole.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly. Such a good point, because each school, once they sign on to do it, they get a wellness lead, and so a lot of times it is the physical the PE teachers, nurses, yeah. guidance counselors, and they have just taken it and really run with it. They a lot of the stuff on the checklist they're already doing, so they're implementing stuff or just getting points for stuff they're already implementing, but then there's just a plethora of other ideas and resources that they can implement as well to build upon what they already have.
Because they have standards they have to teach and they have to meet. Some of this might not be included in the state standard or the federal standards, but they're still important that kids learn and adults learn. So you all just complement and expand upon what they're learning. Exactly. What's an example of some of the things that you all are working on with these young people?
We're glad you asked. I came prepared. A lot of schools do fruit and vegetable taste tests. If they like have a certain amount of time for recess or they offer physical activity clubs, they get points. Mm-hmm. Offering a mentoring program, mindfulness programs or yoga programs, having a relaxation room other than the break room for staff. Mm-hmm. So staff wellness is in there as well. Duty-free lunch. They also get points for having community partners come in, like local farmers. And come in and talk about nutrition or like how gardening works, things like that. Any wellness related grants they also mm-hmm. get points for. So lots and lots of options.
Well, that message is great because where these schools are located, they're not near maybe a ton mm-hmm. of grocery stores yeah. or they might not have other access to health-based products. So mm-hmm. if they don't learn it here and get access to it, chances are they might not hear this message anywhere else, truly. Exactly.
They were actually – these counties were chosen mm-hmm. because of their rural status mm-hmm. and not having access to as many services as some of the other counties.
And this is happening at all levels, elementary, middle, and high school?
It does, which is really cool because, you know, sometimes it's harder to implement wellness into the older grades just because of all the standards. But, you know, we've had a lot of high schools participate in one of the options, which is the school gardening. So they take a class from Clemson called the School Gardening for SC Educators, and they get a free school garden after they complete it. So you, if three teachers complete the program, they get a free school garden, transplants for the entire year. And then MUSC has done a really great job of providing resources to use that garden to promote health. So there's lots of different evidence-based and best practices that they can use to take the produce from the garden and do nutrition lessons or taste test or anything like that, which is really cool. And the kids getting to actually grow the food. And
which they get points for, too.
Yep, they get points.
And what a great way for them to start learning so young. I feel like if you can get it, if you can get it in there young, it just kind of becomes a habit at that point. It becomes a way of life. And then they go home and they talk to the adults in their life about it, which, you know, I think sometimes is the best way to get to. Good marketing.
Introducing those healthy foods.
This is a fantastic program. Again, went to school in the wrong decade. I would have loved something like this.
You would have been on the student wellness.
Yeah.
He would have been the president.
CEO. Because you learn this, to Ashley's point, at such a later in life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can remember in high school on the track team and in between when we got out of school and running track, we went to a McDonald's. And even I back then was thinking, this kind of food does not seem like it was going to fuel our body for us to run eight laps around a track. But it is where it is. I mean, it went to a very rural school, and that's what we had. But had we had, you know, some of this or these programs are available or a garden at the school, we could have had something and chopped it up and then saved it for to use after school and before any kind of sporting event.
And just having that education of knowing, you know, and I think this gives the resources again. They've created a website that has resources for each of these categories. And so the teachers are able to go in and look for best practices under each of these categories. And so if your coach back then would have wanted to do some type of lesson on what fuels you or whatever, they would have resources for all of that, which is really great.
And again, as much as people want to look great in their bathing suits, right, and we're bombarded with images on our social media pages, you can't, what do they say? You can't cheat the weight room, right? Meaning health. You can go and lift all the weights you want, but if you're not eating healthy, you're not moving the needle anywhere.
Right.
You got to have hand in hand.
Yeah.
And this program really seems to be doing
that. Oh, it's all about wellness just in a whole sense, you know, so your mind, your body, social, emotional, everything.
And have you had results yet? Like, what are some of the results
that have absolutely been from the... So, it's a really awesome. Last year, we had 4 of the 11 schools in Chester County participate. This year, we have 6. Mm. So a total of $6,500 was given to the school district.
Great.
So as long as you meet the minimum requirements, you get each school gets $1,000 for that. And then the winning school gets an extra $2,000. And the district also gets $500 to use towards wellness as well.
And they can help to continue to implement more of these programs or provide, again, that break room, so to speak, or a space for these teachers that they do not want to be alone in their classroom. Yes. They've spent all the time in the classroom. They want to go to another room and just sit and stare at the wall.
Right. And the funds, this happens every, you know, once they sign on, they can participate again next year. So we encourage them to kind of think about that when using their wellness funds to do something that they can build upon. So I was talking to one of my schools yesterday, and they're thinking about doing, like, getting a volleyball net for their piece. Right now, I think they're using, I don't know, it was something.
Probably badminton net.
Yeah, it was something, just maybe even like a rope or something. I don't think it was a rope. Sure. But so anyways, just thinking ahead of how they want to implement it. And I know in some other counties, they've done some really cool Zen dens. Mm-hmm. So, and that's for the teachers, and they have them for the students as well, just for like relaxation spaces. So if you think about it, you could get something this year, something next year, and really build upon it.
Tell them how many schools from Lancaster are
So right now, we have 17 schools that are login points, and we're hoping to get like 15 to 17 across the finish line. So we're at the last couple of weeks, and we're going to do everything we can to get everybody to meet those minimum requirements and get those funds.
You've been busy.
Yeah, you both have. Well, congratulations on this program, or just making it accessible to these school districts. It's called the School-Based Wellness Initiative, and it's at Chester and Lancaster School Districts. And kudos to Clemson Extension and what you all do, Elizabeth and Hannah, for making this putting this in front of these school districts and walking right beside them. I think this is fantastic. We're going a new generation of healthy young people, and that's what we like for sure.